Shalom to all. Today's daf is the Maya daf Samach Vav, and we're starting about the fourth line with the words Amar Rabbi Yanai, and in the Vilna Sursa daf, it's a few lines into Lamed Amar Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Mas Rabbi Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we're going to be able talking about a chaver who was invited to eat over his friend's house, the Amar Aretz, for Shabbos. And of course, he doesn't trust that his friend took of Meister properly, so we had mentioned that he's able to make a Tanai before Shabbos, and by saying these words of the Tanai before Shabbos, he could separate Meister on Shabbos. Now Amar Rabbi Yanai tells us, Tarkshay Zachar Tanayai, on Shabbos, when he's going to be eating by his friend the Amar Aretz, he has to remember this Tanai of his that he made before Shabbos. Now Sharon Barva says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, V'tzarech l'hachlit b'svasov, he actually has to express it again with his lips, which means he can't just remember, oh, I made a Tanai Erev Shabbos, let me eat this food. He has to once again repeat the words of his Tanai and actually separate what needs to be done on Shabbos. Now Rabbi Yirmi Abba Kumi Rab Zeira, Rabbi Yirmi asked for Rab Zeira, V'loy nemsuk metakin b'Shabbos, doesn't it turn out that he's being metakin food on Shabbos? We know a person's not allowed to separate Shuman Meister on Shabbos, so why is he allowed to do this on Shabbos? So Amalehi responded to him, Adihi Tana, or according to some, the Girsa is Adihisna. It's because of his Tanai, since he made a Tanai before Shabbos, so that enables him to separate the Meister on Shabbos. And it's not a classic case of being Metakin food on Shabbos. Now Rabbi Yirmi Abba Kumi Rab Zeira, Rabbi Yirmi asked him for Rab Zeira, Vein Asum Bnei Ovdan Oichalim, isn't it also to do this because he's ruining food? What does it mean he's ruining food? So as we had said yesterday, he definitely has to separate Trumas Meister and leave it to the side. However, he can't just leave it to the side because then his host is going to eat it. He's going to see some uneaten food and he doesn't want it to go to waste. So the Amaretz host is going to eat this Trumas Meiser. So it must mean that the Chaver is going to be destroying this Trumas Meiser so that his host doesn't eat it. And that's a problem of ruining food. Amar Leh, so he answered him, Mefar kol shehu v'aichel. According to some, we take out the word v'aichel. What does this mean? So Mefar means to crumble it. So over here, the Chaver, after he separates the Trumas Meiser, he's going to crumble it into pieces smaller than a kezias. And this way, he's not ruining the food. It's still edible. However, his host is not going to end up eating it because the pieces are so small. And that way, the Chaver is able to separate the Trumas Meiser, but at the same time, ensure that it's not going to be eaten by the Amaretz. Now, Rabbi Yirmi Abba Kumi Rab Zeira, he asks the following question, V'ene asur mishum gazel? Isn't this also because of stealing? He's basically stealing this food from the Amaretz. The Amaretz gave it to him to eat it, not to ruin it. So Amalei responded, Ratzuhu shehelo nachas ruach, his host wants him to be satisfied. And if this is going to make his guest satisfied, so the host is okay with it. But now the Gemara suggests Milayin to Rabban and Pligin. This following member seems to argue. The Gemara Shol Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Shol Bar Yitzchak tells us the following: Rabbi, Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Huda, Nisarcho Itzal Baal Bayis Achad. Rabbi and Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Huda, they were eating by a Baal Bayis on Shabbos, and this Baal Bayis was an Am Aretz. Azal Lishna Bisha, there was a Baal Lashon Hara that was sitting there. Amar Leh, this Baal Lashon Hara told the host, Hav Daitech, pay attention, De'inun Mechashdunach, these rabbis, they suspect you of not taking off Meiser properly, and you're going to see they're going to separate Meiser from the food before they eat it. So Yosef Leh Ma'ayne Loin, this host was sitting and watching them, V'havon Avdin Nafshin Mezarkin Ilein Le'ilein, and they made themselves as if they were throwing food to each other. Kilu, they were playing a game with the food, and he would put on his plate, then he would throw it back onto his plate, Umetaknin, and by doing that, they were metakin the food surreptitiously without the host noticing. And so here's the question. Doesn't the host want the guest to be satisfied? Why would he stare at them so intently, trying to catch them to take Meister off the food? Obviously, we see that the host does not want his guest to be satisfied. So Gemara says, no, that's not a question. He wants his guest to be satisfied, but he doesn't want them to suspect him that he didn't take Meister off properly. So that's why in this particular situation, where he was told by his Baal Lashon Hara, by the way, they suspect you and they don't trust you. So that was a unique situation where these Rabban were kind of in a pickle. However, in a classic case, where the fellow is just sitting down and separates some food off of his plate and crumbles it and leaves it to the side, and the Baal Bayis doesn't exactly know what's going on, so that's perfectly fine, and the Amar's Baal Bayis doesn't mind that he crumbled up some food and left it to the side, because after all, he wants his guest to be happy. But I don't think more Samuch Vavon Bez on top tells us, Tani Rav Yuda Iser. We have a brayso that Rav Yuda asers this whole thing, meaning Rav Yuda argues with our Mishnah and says that a person cannot make this Tanai before Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, my time to Rav Yuda, what's Rav Yuda's reasoning? The answer is, V'yesh on the Mas Nal Darush Einem Rishusai, can a person make a Tanai on something that's not in his Rishus? How are we able to make a Tanai before Shabbos that what he's going to be eating on Shabbos has Meister taken off of it if he doesn't own that food yet? However, my Rav Yuda does agree, Shehu Haylich V'lakech V'makam Shlokach Zeh U'ma'asron, that what this guest could do is go to the place where the Amaretz had bought his produce from, and he could buy produce from that same exact place and take Meiser from this produce that he bought onto the produce that the Amaretz has, and that way he's able to be metaken the produce before Shabbos, so when he sits down on Shabbos and eats it, it's ready metaken. And the reason why we're saying that he has to go to the place where this Amaretz bought his produce from and not to a different place is because, as we've said previously, one is not allowed to take Meiser off from one batch of Demai onto a different batch of Demai because we're not so sure what each one's status is. However, if the Chavir buys produce produce from the same person that the Am Haaretz bought produce from, so this produce has the same exact status. Ask the Gemara, how is this possible? V'yesh adam mafresh al davar she'ena shaloi? Could a person be mafresh for something that's not his? How is the chaver able to take off ma'aser from produce that he bought, and that's going to potter up his friend's produce? It doesn't work like that. You can't just take ma'aser off for someone else's produce. So Rav Avoh answers, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, asu asay k'mecher peres tevulin l'chaveroi? We treat the situation as if he sold peres that were tevel to his friend. Kadatatani, like the following b'raisa, ha'mecher peres tevulin l'chaveroi? Let's say a person accidentally sold tevel to his friend. So Arezer Ras Acharv Mataknon. He has to run after his friend whom he sold this tevel to and quickly take ma'aser off of it. However, lo mitzai, let's say he didn't find his friend. So im yadua shai peres kayamin, if he knows that his friend still has the peres and he didn't eat them, ma'aser lan, he's allowed to take ma'aser off of them from produce that he still has in his house. Vimlav, however, if his friend had already eaten this tevel, and it's arch la'aser lan, so he doesn't have to take ma'aser off of them because they're already eaten. Safek kayamin, safek in kayamin, whereas if it's a safek whether or not his friend had eaten these fruits yet, ma'aser lan, v'kar shem l'maser seyem, he takes trumas ma'aser off of them and he's kair shem for the other ma'aseres, and that way he's able to potter up this produce that his friend might still have, might not still have. We see from the beginning of this braisa that if he had sold tevel to his friend and he wasn't able to track his friend down, he could take ma'aser off from produce that he has in his own house that potters up that tevel that his friend has. So too over here before Shabbos. If the chaver buys produce from the same store that Am Haaretz bought produce from, so the chaver would be able to take ma'aser off from his produce that he just bought, pottering up the produce that his Am Haaretz friend has, and now when he sits down by the Shabbos table, he could be calm and relaxed, knowing the ma'aser was already taken off. And moving on to brand new halacha, halacha beis, which is really a continuation of this previous halacha, the Mishnah tells us, mazgulei hakais, when they pour him a cup of wine at this meal, Omer, he says, mashani asa l'shayar b'shulei hakais, that wine that I'm going to end up leaving at the bottom of the cup and not drinking, harehu ma'aser, that's ma'aser, u'shayar ma'aser samachloi, and the rest of the ma'aser should be right next to that ma'aser, and zesha sisi ma'aser, this little bit that I'm going to leave over, which I just said is ma'aser, also trumas ma'aser alav, that's going to be trumas ma'aser for the other ma'aser, and a ma'aser sheni befiv, the ma'aser sheni of this cup of wine should be at the mouth of the cup, as kedusha should be transferred onto this money that I'm setting aside before Shabbos. Now the Gemara just clarifies, keni masnisa, this is what the Mishnah is saying, le'inyan mezikas hakais, this is regarding the Am Haaretz pouring him a cup of wine at this meal, so this is how he's able to properly take trumas ma'aser off from this cup of wine. Ask the Gemara, manan kaiman, what are we talking about? Impa aimer mikvar, if he had said this already, meaning he's saying that the ma'aser should be chal right now while he has a cup of wine. The mashkam urufu, this is considered a mixed drink, meaning he has trumas ma'aser floating around in here and he shouldn't be allowed to drink it. And vim ba'amil chshiyishta, if he says this after he drinks the cup of wine, so l'mafreyai tevel shasa. That means retroactively, it turns out that he drank tevel, because when he was drinking the cup of wine, it didn't have any ma'asers taken off of it. So how exactly is this chaver who's sitting down by the meal, drinking this cup of wine, able to do so in a way that it's not considered like he's drinking tevel, or like he's drinking trumas ma'aser? So we clarify, alakinan kaimen, what are you referring to? Ba'aymer mikvar lichsha eshte, where he says, when I drink this wine, so the ma'aser should be chal lima freya, and therefore it turns out when he's drinking the wine, it's not considered like he's drinking either tevel or trumas ma'aser. Because as he's drinking it, we're saying he's drinking something that's already matukin, and when he leaves something over, we say that's a trumas ma'aser that he was leaving over. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this wine case. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.